This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
لكن جمعة of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return Ramadan to us many times in our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us enjoy the fruits of this Ramadan. Top of which is that, inshallah, with the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we shall all be saved from the torment of hellfire. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to share with you in this khutbah a very integral quality related and linked to the month of fast. As a matter of fact, without this quality, the whole one of the primary titles of the month of Ramadan. We have important titles for the month of Ramadan. We have the month of the Quran. And also, we have another important title. It is the month of sabr, the month of patience and perseverance and endurance. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked the whole concept of fast to patience and perseverance, to sabr. You know, my brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to gather the companions in his masjid and alert them about what is it that they are expected to receive, the beloved guest of the month of Ramadan. So on the eve of the first night of Ramadan, he used to deliver a sermon called Khutbat Ramadan, the sermon of Ramadan, in which companions about how best to receive the beloved guest. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. It is indeed, referring to the month of Ramadan, it is indeed the month of sabr, the month of patience, and the reward of patience is Jannah. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about sawm, about fasting, الصَّوْمُ نصف الصبر رواه الإمام الترمذي والإمام أحمد, that fasting is actually half of sabr, half of patience. And then in, on another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, referring to the month of Ramadan, من صام شهر الصبر وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر كان كمن صام الدهر. Whoever fasts the month of patience, meaning the month of Ramadan, and 3 days every lunar month, it is 13, 14, and 15 of each lunar month. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established the link between fasting and patience. And as a matter of fact, there are, but now, sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to instill in us that one of the primary wisdoms of this guest of Allah, the month of Ramadan, is that we need all to master the art of patience. To master the art of patience. And I'm saying it is an art we need to master. Unfortunately, some of us confuse sabr with just taking the garbage and you stay in the corner and do nothing. This is not what is meant by sabr, my dear brothers and sisters. Sabr in Islam has three levels and three categories. Three categories. The first aspect of sabr, as our scholars, may Allah be pleased with them, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they said, صبر على الطاعات, we need to be steadfast on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one element of sabr. The other element of sabr is that we need to stay away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabrun anil muharramat. And the third element of sabr, sabrun ala al bala. We need to be patient in the face of trials and tribulations and painful things that happens according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without responding in anger or annoyance. This is the meaning of sabrun ala al-bala, patience in the face of trials and tribulations and difficulties of life. And you could see all these three elements being accomplished in the month of fast. So number one, we are steadfast and we are patient on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the long hours that we are required to keep the fast from Fajr on the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not commit any prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the things that we are required as human, they are also patient with the tensions and difficulties we endure because of fasting. So the whole meaning of fasting leads to full realization of sabr or patience. The question is, my dear brothers and sisters, how to achieve and accomplish patience? How to be counted as sabr, as patient? You know, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created each and every one of us with certain traits and characteristics. Some of these characteristics we are born with. Like those of us who are parents, we know that some of our children, some have temperaments than others, some are more, you know, intelligent than others. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us with. Some are patient than others. But there is another element, my dear brothers and sisters, that is called training or acquiring. So for those young people, if you want to have like good body, what is it that you do? You go to the gymnasium. And then if you follow a certain course, chances are through your hard work, you will be physically fit. And this is exactly what sabr is all about. It is gained through rigorous training. And Allah has given us a whole month. It's like the gymnastic of sabr, the gymnastic of patience. It is the month of Ramadan. We train ourselves to become patient. We train ourselves to become patient, to persevere all the trials. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a remarkable hadith, وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. If you try, if you sincerely try to be patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you patience. إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ بِالتَّصَبُّرِ. In another hadith, sabr comes only through training and hard work, and you try to become patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you this gift. So that's number one. So training. Number two, one of the earlier revelations of the Quran, as a matter of fact, Surah Al-Muddathir, which is believed to be by many mufassirin to be the second revelation after the five verses of Surah Al-Alaq, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. So the second revelation is the five verses of Surah Al-Muddathir, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. Be patient and persevere for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number two. Always when you are faced with trials and tribulations and pains and difficulties, think about you are doing it for the sincere pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm telling you this, my dear brothers and sisters, because unfortunately with our dealings, we lost patience with each other. I recall, wallahi, Allah is my witness, about 15, 16 years back, a brother and a sister came to me. The brother said, I divorced my wife. What should I do? So usually, any imam would like more information about this. So I said, what happened? So the brother said, and again, Allah is my witness. I'm just going to share with you the facts of this incident. He said that my wife made a big bowl of salad. A big bowl of salad. And then I told her, are you going to eat all of this? She said, yes. And he said, if you are not going to eat it and waste it, you are going to be divorced. And unfortunately, she did not, when he found, he divorced his wife. We lost patience when it comes to our dealings with each other. We become so angry at the most trivial of reasons. And the result is destruction of houses. And as a matter of fact, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported in the stories of earlier prophets, if you lose patience, you will get the damnation of Allah, God forbid. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is something so important to develop in this month. Let me share with you some of the benefits of being patient. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim counted 70 benefits, and he actually wrote an entire volume of book. It's called the Uddat al-Sabirin. But I'm going to share with you only 4 marvelous benefits of being patient. All of you to visualize this. The first greeting, angels will greet us, inshallah, Muslims. Once we enter Jannah, inshallah, angels will come and greet us and will say, Salamun alaykum. Peace be with you. Salamun alaykum. Bima sabartum, because you were patient in the life of the world. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum, because you were patient. They only singled out the most important quality that we need to develop in this life of the world, meaning patience. Patience. So that's number one. Number two, related by Sahih Muslim, in which a certain category of people, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from among such people, who will come straight from the graveyards to paradise immediately without going through immediately to Jannah, and they will ask Ridwan, the guardian of paradise, to open the gate of paradise. And Sayyidina Ridwan will tell them, you haven't gone through any accountability, how come you are coming to paradise immediately? and they will tell Sayyidina Ridwan, haven't you read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That صابرون, the patient ones, shall be given the rewards without any accountability, without any accounting. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from among such people. The third one, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in hadith, sahih, authentic hadith, narrated by Imam Muslim, he said something very profound about sabr. وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. Two words. Sabr, which means patience, is ضِيَاء. ضِيَاء means in Arabic means light. It means light. So if you restrain yourself, if you swallow your own anger, if you become your way, as if we are taken by our anger, if we are responding in annoyance and anger, we are in darkness. We are in darkness. So sabr is duya, light. Sabr is light, my dear brothers and sisters. So these are just few tasters of the benefits of sabr, patience. Let me conclude with two points, inshallah. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran on the tongue of Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam. And we know that Sayyidina Ya'qub has gone through many trials and tribulations in his life. The most important trial he went through is that he lost his own beloved son, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and later another son, dutiful son, Binyamin. So on the tongue of Sayyidina Ya'qub alayhi salam, he said something very profound about sabr, patience. He said, فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. So it is not only that we are required to become patient and show perseverance, but we are required to show that patience and perseverance which is jameel, which is beautiful. So what makes sabr jameel? The ulama said three things. What makes sabr jameel is that you, number one, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are sincere, and you are doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is that you don't complain to human beings. You complain only to Allah. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. I complain only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number three, that you do not sit idle. You try through peaceful means, through calm means, to change your condition and situation. And we take the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was faced with all kinds of harassment, all kinds of trials, all kinds of hope, and he did what he could to change this condition for himself, for Islam, and for the companions peacefully. He sent the companions to another place, Abyssinia. He tried to present Islam to different tribes. He underwent a hardship journey from Mecca to Medina, which took those of us who go from Mecca to Medina, it's approximately 3 to 4 hours drive. And with this new train, it is about 2.5 hours. You know how many days the Prophet ﷺ took? In some narration it is 7, and in some other narration it is 14 days, walking in the scorching heat of the desert of Arabia. He did what he could to change his condition. So as I said, some of us confuse the meaning of patience. You sit in the corner and take the garbage. This is not what is meant by patience, my dear brothers and sisters. Through peaceful ways, we need to change our condition. The civil liberties movement in this country and so many other stories patience is all about. And here, in this part of the world, as you know, whether we are living here or hearing the news from different channels and news wires, our condition is so miserable. We need to be patient. We need to trust in Allah to change our condition. Charity begins here, my dear brothers and sisters. And that's why our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith I shared with you earlier about sabr being light. What comes next after that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Was-sadaqatu burhan." Charity is a proof of your iman. So be charitable in the month of charity. We have so many wounds in the body of the ummah that needs our contributions, that needs our sacrifice. And Islam, my dear brothers and sisters, did not come to us on a silver platter. It came to us through many sacrifices, through many ways in entire lives, pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing what they could at their own time to bring Islam to us. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the month of patience. We need to develop patience, as I said, in three areas. Patience in the steadfastness to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patience in staying away from the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And patience in the face of trials and tribulations and difficulties. Never respond in annoyance and anger, my dear brothers and sisters. If you are triggered by anything, that if you do not control yourself, you will be angry, just think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I'm going to swallow my own anger to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rest assured, if you develop this as a habit, you will be among the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in the Quran that they shall rise from their graveyards and go straight for paradise without any accountability. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the time. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. استغفروا فالتائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا. إن الحمد لله نحمده تعالى ونستعين به ونستهديه ونستغفره. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was said one time to سيدنا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه by his students, saying, Ya Sayyidina Abdullah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a single dua that He is going to accept, what is it that you are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh said, if Allah has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me from among the patient ones, from among the sabireen. So in this month in which Allah answers our dua, my personal recommendation for myself and to you, brothers and sisters, and youngsters, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month to make you from among the patient ones, from among the sabireen. This is the month in which Allah accepts the dua. and you will see that your whole life will change. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ja'alna min as-sabirin. Ya Allah, make us among the patient ones, the true patient ones. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So my dear brothers and sisters, it is the month of charity as well. Don't forget this beautiful community, this beautiful mosque. We are going through hard times. But my recommendation, my humble advice to myself and to you, try to be extra charitable in this month for this community. So I'm asking all of you, inshallah, to donate minimum of $100 for this beautiful mosque, inshallah. The days and nights, Ramadan started about 11 days ago. It's soon going to end. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one without beginning or without end. So take advantage of the coming days and nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. Don't lose this opportunity. Anyone is sure who is going to make it for another Ramadan? No one. And I'm sure each single person has acquaintances or families who went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take advantage of these beautiful, sweet coming days and nights of the blessed month of Ramadan. وَإِنِّي دَاعٍ فَأَمِّنُوا اللهم اشف أمراضنا وأمراض المسلمين اللهم ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم اللهم اجعلنا من عتقائك من النار في هذا الشهر الفضيل يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين اللهم اجعلنا that you forgive all of our past sins. Make us steadfast Muslims. Make us good ambassadors of your faith. Forgive all of our sins in this blessed month of Ramadan. Have mercy on our sisters and our parents who went to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to guide us through the hardships of this life. We ask you to give victory for the weakened Muslims all over the world. Ya Allah, we ask you to send our salams to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, gather us together with the beloved company of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, in this blessed time, give us soothing drinks from the blessed hand of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, make us from among those who are charitable in this month. Ya Allah, protect this community. Ya Allah, protect the community of Islamic Center of Long Island. Ya Allah, have mercy on our sisters and youngsters.